You're listening to healthradio.fm. I'm your host, Kamina McNabb. I have on the line with me today, Zach Berman. Your company is called The Juice Truck.
Yes.
Welcome to the show. What's the Juice Truck, Zach?
The Juice Truck is our cold-pressed juice business. We launched it in 2011, and at the time we were Canada's first cold-pressed juice bar. Now, you know, there's lots of juice bars popping up, but back in 2011, it was just us doing the cold-pressed juice here in Vancouver.
Now, is it an actual truck or is it a location? What are you?
So we started as a food truck in Gaffdown, so we still have that down there. Now we've got a storefront as well, and we do juice cleanses and home delivery, and we do a bunch of wholesale to grocery stores as well. So we've kind of grown the business in a bunch of different angles.
When I went through your website and your business, I saw a lot of your focus is on cleansing and detoxifying. Talk about some of the cleanses that you have and the products you use and why they're good for you, Zach.
For sure. Around 2012, we were getting a lot of customers coming down to the truck and requesting that we make juice cleanses for them. So it kind of started organically, and we were just doing it at the time out of mason jars from the truck. But as the demand grew, we met up with a local nutritionist, Eden McDonald from Feed Life. So we had her design our juice cleanse program. And before designing it, we kind of just looked up a lot of feedback from a lot of the cleanses in the States and how those experiences were. So kind of looked at some of the criticisms of those to kind of avoid those problems with our cleanse. So our cleanse, we've made sure we've got enough calories, 7 juices a day instead of 5 or 6. And you got chia seeds and probiotics, and you're allowed to have raw food while you're cleansing so that you're supporting the system rather than you can't be starving it if you don't cleanse properly. So we've really made sure that we're kind of supporting the system, and it's more of a juice feast than a juice cleanse, so per se.
Take me through a 3-day cleanse. What kind of stuff would you be giving to me?
So we would drop off a box of juice. So you'd have 6 juices and 1 hemp protein milk per day with some chia seeds to add to the juices so that you're getting your fiber content. And there's some sugar in some of the juices. It's a minimal amount, but the fiber from the chia seeds helps you absorb the sugar without your insulin level spiking. And then you've got a probiotic that you take at night to put good bacteria back into your stomach. And we always let people know they can have raw food while they're cleansing. So if you're a little bit hungry, snacking on an avocado or some raw nuts or something along those lines. Most people are fine with just the juice, but we're all a little bit different. So some people need a little bit of food to go with it.
Zach, you know, I always wonder the benefits of juicing versus full blending into like a smoothie. Why would I want to, am I not taking fiber out of the product if I'm juicing? What are the benefits of juicing in that way?
So for fiber obviously has a lot of pros as well. And at our store, our truck, we do have smoothies, and that's why we do include the chia seeds within the juices. But when you're cold pressing the juice, there's a lot of nutrients that get attached to the fiber, and they just kind of go right through your system. So your body never completely absorbs them. So when you juice it, you basically liberate those enzymes and those nutrients from the fiber, and your body fully assimilates them. So it's like a really quick hit of live enzymes and nutrients, and your body very quickly absorbs it. So you will feel the results quite rapidly.
Got it. So your body's not focusing on trying to break down the food. It's just spending the time absorbing the nutrients instead.
Exactly.
That makes sense. Now, I have a friend of mine who's on your program, and he's recovering from cancer, colon cancer surgery. Why would he be a customer of yours doing your cleanse? Or not even your cleanse, why is he taking your product?
Our nutritionist, Eden from Feed Life, she herself is a cancer survivor. So a lot of what she implemented when designing our cleanse, there's the potential to detox on a more heavily basis if you've gone through chemo or you've gone through some heavier procedures. So if you're cleansing after that, it can be a little bit more of an extreme experience. But
sure.
You know, when your body's been exposed to that sort of treatment, sometimes you need to reset it in a more extreme.
Got it. Now, you have a list of things you should be doing pre-cleanse as well. What are some of those things?
We always recommend cutting out dairy and alcohol and wheat from your diet at least 2 or 3 days before starting a juice cleanse. Another big one is cutting out caffeine. A lot of people can experience caffeine withdrawals if they're big coffee drinkers. So if you're detoxing and you're going through caffeine withdrawals at the same time, sometimes it can be a bit of a drowsy experience. So if you cut caffeine out a couple of days before, your experience on the juice will be a lot more pleasant.
And how long would a typical cleanse last?
We offer 3, 5, and 7 days. Some people have gone up to 60 days with us. But our most popular is definitely the 3-day cleanse.
And everything you use is organic. What are some of the ingredients that you would use in the different juices that you make?
We use a lot of greens. Leafy greens are very detoxifying. So lots of kale and romaine and dandelion greens and spinach and parsley and a lot of different green vegetables. But we have beets and cucumbers and celery and 25 or 26 different vegetables that go in the whole cleanse package. So it's a variety of nutrients that you're getting.
I've heard about dandelion greens. What's the benefit of dandelion greens?
Leafy greens have a lot of chlorophyll in it, which is good for your blood on a cellular level, but it's also very detoxifying. So dandelions are very deep, slightly bitter green that helps with that.
Listen, I have 2 acres that are now sprouting a bunch of dandelion greens. Go help yourself.
Yeah.
You'd be a tremendous help to me. Thank you so much for being on our show. Now, your website is www.thejuicetruck.ca. Certainly anyone, you're West Coast Canada right now?
We deliver anywhere throughout the Lower Mainland through Vancouver as well as Vancouver Island.
Fantastic. www.thejuicetruck.ca. Thank you so much, Zach, for being on the show.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.